Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
All right, people, ladies and gentlemen, this is David Barton. Lee Houston is also here as well.
Hello.
Lee is going to do the best he can with his voice. His voice is not in the best of shape right now, and we are clearly counting down the days to WrestleMania, which is actually next week. I did manage to catch some SmackDown, not too much of it. I enjoyed the last 45 minutes of the show, especially the main event between Daniel Bryan. It was nice to see Edge and Roman Reigns get their comeuppance this week by Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan taking out both Edge and Roman to close the show and take out Jey Uso, making Jey Uso tap out in a street fight.
Mm-hmm.
The way he won the match was nasty.
Yeah.
He took the chain, wrapped the chain around his forearm, and repeatedly elbowed Jey Uso in the head before putting him in a yes lock, causing him to submit. That was a nasty ending. And NXT was a pretty interesting show, very good show. I enjoyed the Battle Royal for the Gauntlet Eliminator match. It was an interesting match. Throughout the match, Dexter Lumis was in the match. He got in the corner, stayed in the corner the entire match, and no one touched him.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. He went the whole match without a person touching him until the very end. LA Knight, who won the Battle Royal, he will enter the Gauntlet Eliminator last. Basically, that's what the match was. The last six guys in the Battle Royal, in order, by the way, they were eliminated, is the order they would enter the match. Leon Ruff, who was eliminated first, which is an example, he will enter the Gauntlet Eliminator first. And LA Knight, who eliminated Dexter Lumis to win the Battle Royal, he will enter the Gauntlet Eliminator last. So mm-hmm. The winner of the Gauntlet Eliminator on night one will face Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship on night two. Now, for those who don't know, NXT is now on pay-per-view. So, this is going to be good. NXT is on pay-per-view. Night one of NXT TakeOver Standard Deliver will be live and free on the USA Network. Night two will air live on pay-per-view and on the WWE. I can't say WWE Network anymore. I'll say WWE on Peacock. So, it's cool to see the NXT on pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I found out I didn't get it, I said to myself, I should have kept it on the network. But then I just realized it's just another way for the company to make more money, which is the reason why they're doing it. And the NWA, news for NWA, NWA's Power will no longer be streaming on YouTube. It will air exclusively on the Fight Network, the Fight TV app, as well as all their past episodes. So if you want to get your NWA Power fix, you got to go to Fight TV. Now, AEW, I didn't see the show at all. I did see the Christian match. It was awesome seeing Christian in the ring, especially this time in a one-on-one environment other than a Royal Rumble match. I thoroughly enjoyed the match. Christian definitely still has it. It's nice to see him back in the ring. Although he does look a little out of place on AEW. Their main event was somewhat strange. The arcade type street fight, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
They were beating each other and hitting each other with arcade machines and, you know, pinball machines and things of that nature. It was an interesting match, but I thought it was kind of silly at the same time. I didn't care for it too much, but it was different. I don't know if you caught that. Did you see that?
Not really.
Yeah, it was a little strange. Like, I didn't catch most of the show. I didn't see the first match. I saw the second match. All the other stuff I didn't see. I gotta catch the highlights when I get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I did see Omega, and I saw the whole Kenny Omega stuff from Impact. Him and the Good Brothers attacking and jumping Rich Swann and Willie Mack backstage, and Eddie Edwards coming to their rescue. So it's now been made official that Eddie Edwards next week will team with Willie Mack and Rich Swann to face Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers. So it'll be Omega's first match on Impact.
Yeah.
That little segment right there, I thought that was cool. You know, Don Callis is provoking him, trying to start a fight, and then this guy comes in out of nowhere and blindsides him, which I thought was stupid, knowing Willie Mack is right there. So when Omega attacked him, Willie Mack starts attacking Omega, then the Good Brothers come in, it's a 2-on-3 beatdown. Again, Eddie Edwards comes in and makes a save. Yeah, that was a little interesting segment. I also liked the segment with Sammy Callahan in Triple XL. He beat one of the partners, tried to continue to attack him, Ace Romero making a save, and he took out Callahan, and Callahan gets up laughing after the whole thing like it's a joke, and he seemed to have, like, somewhat of an impressed look on his face at the same time. I thought it was a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
But Callahan's a strange one himself anyway. And James, not James Storm, Chris Harris on Impact. James Storm wrestled his 1,000th match in his career against Eric Young. Eric Young and his guys attacked James Storm after the match after he beat him, and Chris Harris made the save. But I'm pretty cool. This is somewhat of a little American most wanted reunion. That was the name of the team, America's Most Honored. Do you have anything to add on to what's going on?
I'm saying it.
Yeah, I mean, your voice is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. WrestleMania is rapidly approaching and is days away. Speaking of WrestleMania, both Hall of Fame induction ceremonies took place last week. They were both taped and they will air next week. They did 2020 first, and then the following day they did 2021. Several of the pictures have been leaked online. I'm interested to see both Hall of Fames and how the presentation looked.
Mm-hmm.
Especially seeing people knowing that people like RVD and Eric Bischoff and Shane, you know, Great Khali. Interested to see how they looked for the occasion. But the ones I looked forward to the most, like Jushin Thunder Liger, definitely looking forward to seeing his. And looking forward to seeing RVD's. Of course, the NWO's. That's pretty much about it in terms of the Hall of Fame. Of course, the British Bulldog's another one I want to see. His induction was way, 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 way long overdue. But I'm not going to go too long. Going to keep this show a little bit short and sweet. Lee is not doing too well with his voice. I have other prior engagements. But before I go any bit closer, WWE, not WWE, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, their latest issue is out now. on newsstands, and of course WWE's partnership with the A&E Biography Channel. They're going to be doing biographies on 8 different superstars, and in 2 weeks they will start on the 14th of April. The first superstar that will air will be Stone Cold Steve Austin. And over the coming weeks, you'll have biographies of people like Booker T, Bret Hart, Mick Foley, Randy Savage, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and The Ultimate Warrior. I'm going to be looking forward to all of those. I'm going to try to watch all of them, every single one. Dark Side of the Ring Season 3 is scheduled to premiere in the coming weeks on the Nice Cable Channel. So if you're interested in seeing how this season is going to turn out. Uh-huh. And of course, as we all know, WrestleMania next week. NXT Stand and Deliver will air Wednesday and Thursday live. Night 1 will be live and free on the USA Network. Night 2 will be on pay-per-view and on Peacock. And basically, WWE has the whole week pretty much planned out. You got Raw. Tuesday, you have the Hall of Fame ceremonies. Wednesday, NXT Stand and Deliver, Night 1 and 2. Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, you have SmackDown. Saturday and Sunday will end with WrestleMania's Night 1 and Night 2. So their entire week is pretty much planned out. And it was announced that the original ECW will remain on the WWE Network on Peacock, but is going to be heavily edited, which I still don't have hopes for. If it's going to be heavy edited, it's still going to suck. So I'm not going to care much for it. But tell them, if you're going to get your fix, get it now and as much as you can, because come April 4th, the WWE Network will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Today is April 2nd. Get your fix and watch as much as you can. April 4th, the WWE Network as a standalone app will be no more. It's going to be an end of an era. It had a good 7 years, and now we're stuck with Peacock. Get your fix, enjoy it now, because everything is going to be heavily edited out, and it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same at all. It's going to suck. Personally, I think this was a mistake on the part of McMahon to do this. Looking back on it now, it's terrible. It's very, very terrible. It's not going to be the same. Not going to be the same at all. There has been reports. For those who don't know, Road Dogg, legendary member of DX, one half of one of the best teams of all time, the New Age Outlaws, has suffered a heart attack, for those who don't know. And it's been reported that he's doing better, he's doing okay. Devon Dudley, for those who don't know, who suffered a stroke a couple of weeks ago, he's also doing okay. So it's nice to hear that they're feeling better and doing better. And also some other news, a couple of days ago, Randy Orton's uncle, Dario, who also wrestled, he just passed away a couple of days ago. So, hearts and condolences go out to Randy and the rest of the Orton family during this bad time for them. You know, it sucks when anybody passes away. I'm not sure what was the cause of his death. Some people say it might have been COVID. Don't know. Speaking of not feeling well, how are you feeling?
Tumbuck.
How long has this been going on?
Dude, it just started like today. I'm just feeling the effects of it. Yesterday, it started to leave me. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, of course, everybody's got to wish you a speedy recovery. You get back to your old self pretty soon.
A couple of days.
Hell, not even a couple of days. Maybe the next 2 days.
Yeah, God willing.
Or a day and a half. Trust me, I know what it's like to lose your voice and not be able to use your voice, and it sucks, man. Especially when you got something to say and you want to talk and you can't talk. Man, that really sucks. It really, really sucks. I believe, who does the pay-per-view after WrestleMania? I believe it's Backlash. I think it's Backlash. They're going to do Backlash. I know they're going to be announcing that in a couple of days. Their list of upcoming pay-per-views and network specials. Of course, WWE just dropped another episode of Icons, which was the second episode. This episode featured Beth Phoenix. The first episode featured Yokozuna. And they're going to have other episodes in the coming weeks. I do know an episode on Lex Luger is supposed to air. An episode of the recent Hall of Fame inductee Rob Van Dam is also scheduled to air. And I know they just ended Stone Cold Week, so.
Oh, I missed it.
I thought you saw some of that.
Where is it again?
Well, I know you can rewatch this stuff. A lot of the specials and shows are currently still on the network, even though the week itself ended. I know they had the Broken Skull sessions with Randy Orton. His most memorable WrestleMania matches and moments. There's also a special called Meeting Stone Cold, where various wrestlers and top names in the WWE talk about meeting Steve Austin for the first time and their encounters with Steve Austin. That's a pretty interesting show. Similar to Meeting the Undertaker. They did the same one on Taker. Now they got one on Austin. So they also aired past episodes of the old Stone Cold podcast, which was a talk show before the Broken Skull sessions. So yeah, that just ended. Not even say about two, three days ago it ended. Stone Cold Week on the WWE Network. I still know they have all the Women's History Month stuff they had up there, showing moments and matches from some of the most memorable women in the history of the company. They had a countdown show, naming the most, I guess, top 50 women in the company. I didn't see the show, but I heard the show sucked because of the way the countdown went. I gave up on their countdown shows.
Your strategist was number one.
Huh?
They did the 50th greatest women in WWE.
Yeah, I know Trish came in at number one. The top 50 women in the company's history. You know, several people talked about it and said they didn't like how the countdown went. People were in places they shouldn't have been, which I believe, especially the way they did their top 50 superstars, the males.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible. I regret buying that DVD. That was horrible. Horrible. I gave up on all that countdown stuff after watching that. I was like, you don't put Hogan in the top 10. You tie Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes. Like, what the hell? So, yeah, I gave up on that. Once I seen that DVD, I gave up on it. I had hopes for it, which is the reason why I bought the damn thing in the first place. And then once I bought it, I regretted buying it. I was like, this is terrible. It's horrendous. Why is Bret Hart over Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair? Like, come on. No disrespect to Bret. I love Bret, but he had no business being over Hogan and Flair. Like, that's ridiculous. It was terrible, 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 terrible. No, with the top 50 finishers, I thought that was somewhat okay. That was passable. I thought that was a decent one. But yeah, I gave up on their countdown stuff after watching that. Well, anyway, folks, sorry the show couldn't go much longer, but I have some stuff to take care of. And Lee Houston, his voice is not in the best of shape. But hopefully by the next time we're back on, Lee will be 100%. I will be free, and the show will be able to go much longer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm David Burton. Take care of people, wash your hands, and be safe.
See you, folks.